The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
And tell them that we're liars.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Aloha! Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Oh my God, it's my favorite hibiscus soap. I love this hibiscus-shaped soap so much that Bubble Genius actually named it after me. It's Bob's favorite hibiscus soap. Go to bubblegenius.com/bob-hibiscus for soap that not only smells like Hawaii, but it massages your hands while you wash. I personally don't use any other hand soap, and I think you'll be hooked too. Only $8 for a 3-pack at bubblegenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E, easy, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at bubblegenius.com.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Trying to talk about the fact that I've been chasing the American dream my whole career. There's some things that are very difficult to talk about. Family, kids. I can't go to a school anymore. I used to go to a lot of schools. And you see all these little kids running around. Can't talk about it.
Why?
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream like I did. It's important.
There are a lot of my colleagues have heard me make this statement that I didn't come here to be a congressman. I came here to do something. And I think at the top of our list is providing for the safety and security of the American people. That's at the top of our list.
Coming or going. Can be radio and radio is everywhere.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Tuesday, July 28, 2015. And this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
That sound is never going away, is it?
And tell them that we're liars. Oh, God. So funny. We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best damn soap in the world, right? Right, Alex Jones? We're also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen.
It takes so little for you to entertain yourself. It's my favorite thing on earth.
And tell them that we're liars.
It's just nothing. It requires nothing. Nothing for you to enter, for you to crack yourself up and entertain yourself. I'm worried that once this show is over, that you're still sitting there playing that over and over again, giggling like a maniac to yourself into the wee hours.
Oh, you know it.
You people are sick.
Yeah, we are.
You people are sick.
If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. He's the best lawyer ever. And you can go get your legal questions answered for free by Charles Bowen. That's at thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Or click the link on the podcast page. Why don't you? All right, we have an enormous show today. I still can't figure out what the F that was. What the hell Alex Jones was doing there?
Come on, you know, throat polyps.
Throat polyps, that's right.
You people are sick.
Yeah, we are. Oh, by the way, thanks to our new affiliates, littlegreenfootballs.com and thehuffingtonpost.com. Thank you very much. Okay, so we got to... I should have asked you about this first, Chez, before I even queued it up.
Yeah.
You know, we did take a moratorium from Dan Bidondi for quite a while. I would say maybe 2-3 months. And then we had him on the show, and then we had another clip of him on Thursday or whatever the hell it was.
Is he back already?
Oh, God. Okay, so we have a new Dan Bidondi clip.
I got no problem with that.
And it's only because this is one of the best ones ever.
Wow. That's high praise.
I'll put it this way. Dan Bidondi is 99% sure that the world is round, but he's open to being convinced otherwise. That's the basis of the clip. And there is a revelation in this clip.
Don't do that.
That should put
just don't. You know why? You know why? Because you know what happens now?
Yeah.
Now I feel bad about spending even a split second a few weeks ago arguing with him. Because if he's just that painfully stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's not. At no point was it even worth giving the time of day to.
I know. But this is.
And then, you know, the really sad part is, I haven't even heard this thing yet, but the really sad part is he'll offer up this nugget of absolute ridiculousness. And then if you just say, no, dude, it's round. You're not coming back with it. You're not debunking me.
Yeah. Well, no, he believes it's round, but he's 99% sure. So there is a 1% shot in Dan Bidondi's head that the world really could actually be flat.
Imagine being him, where nothing is what it seems. Everything. You're not sure of anything.
Yeah. But in this clip, he reveals something that should scare the hell out of everybody. And he says it so casually that it makes me think that he's lying, that he doesn't really have this particular, let's put it this way, that he doesn't have this particular skill, that he hasn't done a certain thing that is dangerous. And the funny thing is, last week, we totally predicted it. Last week, we absolutely predicted this one thing. We were joking about it, and it's come true. Have I hyped the Dan Bidondi clip enough?
Awesome.
We're going to be talking about that in the fourth segment later on in the show. Dan thinks he's got us. He's got us cornered on the Common Core dildo story.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to reveal that a little bit later on. Plus, we've got election news, Sarah Palin news, Trump news. And I want to talk about this a-hole who killed Cecil the Lion.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. That guy.
The dentist.
The dentist.
The dentist.
The dentist is a sociopath. This guy is nuts. I'll preface by saying...
A dentist.
Yeah.
A little scrawny dentist from Minnesota who has to pay $50,000 to make himself feel like a man.
Yeah.
You're right. A dentist, you little bitch.
Seriously. Thank you. This guy, Walter Palmer, dentist from Minnesota, paid $50,000 to go on this hunt. And then what he did is... he lured this beloved nature preserve animal, this majestic lion. Let's see, I'm reading here from the BBC. The lion is believed to have been killed on the 1st of July. They say it's British, 1 July. But the carcass was not discovered until a few days later. The ZCTF said that hunters had used bait to lure Cecil the Lion outside the Hwangae National Park during a nighttime pursuit. Mr. Palmer is said to have shot Cecil with a crossbow, injuring the animal. The group didn't find the wounded lion until 40 hours later. That is that lion suffered with a crossbow arrow in its body for 40 hours. And then they shot him dead with a gun once they found him.
This majestic creature.
Yeah.
Killed by a dentist from Minnesota.
Dentist, yeah. Just
what a sad way to go.
Just to watch it die. Okay, so then the animal had a GPS collar fitted for research projects by the UK-based Oxford University that allowed authorities to track its movements. The hunters tried to destroy it, but failed. Duh. Oh, God. All right, so what they did then was they beheaded the corpse. They beheaded the lion, took the head as a trophy, and then they skinned it and then just left the carcass. Then they just left it.
Yeah.
Un-effing believable. Now, this is, of course, illegal, what he did. So, and then the...
He claims that it's not his fault.
Well, yeah, because he had a guide who reported the accidental shooting immediately.
Which is absolutely meaningless.
Right.
Absolutely meaningless. You still hunted a lion.
That's right. That's right. Hunted a lion. Again, this is not hunting for food. You're not eating the lion. You are killing these animals. Just like all these big game or rare game hunters that we see all the time on the internet, they're killing these animals just to watch them die. Just to have their stupid effing grin, like a picture of them taken over the carcass with their stupid S-eating grin.
Right. Where, let's face it, it's not a fair fight.
It's not.
It's just not. It's not. You have a high-powered rifle. As Jim Norton once said, you have a high-powered rifle, the animal has instincts.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's only a fair fight if the animals were armed. The animals could fire back. It was like Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Then it'd be a fair fight. But, you know, these guys, all they do, they have this bloodlust. They have this desire to kill living creatures. And again, not to eat them, not to provide sustenance for their families, but to just watch them die. And to know that they were able to kill something. It is disgusting. It is sick. This guy is a sociopath. Probably should not be working on people's mouths with pointy instruments. And so the internet descended on his Yelp page.
Yeah.
And just was ripping him to shreds on his Yelp page. They had to close the office today. They had to close his dentist office today.
He's just, you know, there's a better word for it, but he's just a wimp.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is. He's a little bastard who, you know, he's not tough in real life. He can't do anything on his own.
Yeah.
It's completely impossible. So he has to do this one thing that, you know, that juices him a little bit, makes his testosterone level rise for a split second and lets him feel like he actually has something between his legs.
Yeah, right. Well, for God's sake, if you need that, go to a football game. Go to a strip club. I mean, unbelievable.
It's just something he can boast about. That's all it is.
Yeah. But the fact that he is morally okay with that is horrifying to me. Here's some of the Yelp reviews on his dentist office's Yelp page. Quote, he lured my teeth out of my mouth, shot them, and then told me I needed fillings. another person said, you know what happens to your money at this place? The a-hole dentist spends it on a big fancy vacation to Africa where he kills wild animals for fun. Another person wrote, Scar's really appreciative of the fine work that Dr. Palmer did. I don't know, Scar, is that the Lion King character?
Scar, man.
Yeah. He'll have to lure patients using a dead, smiling model tied to the bumper, shoot them with an arrow, wait 40 hours, kill them with a rifle, skin them, and then start his procedure. A dead, smiling model. I guess that would be like a woman.
I'm usually very much against, you know me,
yeah.
I'm against the rising up of the internet mob.
Yeah.
Not this time. I'm just not. The guy's a giant piece of crap.
Well, I mean, at some point, this has got to get to a critical mass where people start to feel ashamed about doing this. Because it happens, I mean, there's not a month that goes by that we don't see some crazy, like Ricky Gervais or someone will post something on Twitter, like some crazy person will go off and shoot a giraffe or a lion or one of these majestic. It's usually Ted Nugent involved in some way.
Because
he loves to do that because of his teeny tiny little penis. Someone else said here in love, I am not lying about this. Get it? I will not go to a dentist who shoots and kills amazing animals for pleasure on my funds. That is nothing to smile about. someone quoted Seinfeld. You know the difference between a dentist and a sadist? Newer magazines. Someone else wrote, I really love the way that he tore off his shirt, puffed out his chest, let out a brave cry, and stopped a vicious man-eating lion from killing his entire family as they were quietly playing Yahtzee in the comfort of their own home. And finally, someone wrote, customer service was okay, but shortly after my first appointment, I caught Dr. Palmer hiding in the bushes in front of my yard with a crossbow stalking my Lhasa Apso. Would not recommend.
Nice.
Yeah. So this guy's going to be pursued for a long, long time. And I hope he understands why. I hope he's not sitting there going, well, people on the internet are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what's going to happen to my Yelp page? I mean, if he's thinking that, then he genuinely is, as I've said, a sociopath, and he shouldn't be practicing medicine.
So no, that's that. And that's a good point. I mean, he is technically practicing, I would say technically because, well, screw dentists, but he is technically practicing medicine.
Yeah, he is. He is. And he probably shouldn't be because he's got, I think he's got a mental disorder. If you think it's okay to kill, go to Africa and pay $50,000 to kill and behead a lion just because you want to kill something, then again, I don't just see the show Dexter. But, I mean, Dexter became Dexter because his dad caught him killing little animals when he was a kid. And Dexter went on to become a serial killer. These are people who should just have big red flags, like, mounted on the tops of their houses. Like, look out. This could be trouble. He could have a clown suit in his crawl space. Make sure you don't see this guy lurking around in the park after dark.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah. All right. So that's the Cecil the Lion story. We're going to take a break and come back and get into some politics. And, of course, we've got a new Dan Bedani tape coming up right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yep.
Is it because you mentioned psychopaths a minute ago?
You're tracking. Yep, absolutely. This guy's got a collection of wire hangers in his bedroom. Walter Palmer. Dr. Walter Palmer. That's scary. All right. He goes up to the ATM machine. The ATM machine says, "Feed me a kitten now." Yes, indeed.
You people are sick.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I agree, Alex Jones. The people who hunt on safaris are really, really sick. Sick.
You people are sick.
Sick people. Absolutely sick. I'm perfectly normal, on the other hand, because I find this hilarious.
And tell them that we're liars.
All right, so moving along here, I guess we'll do some... let's do some election news. Okay, I was going to start our election news here with the Huckabee story, but going right from Cecil the Lion to Huckabee is just too depressing. So let's do something interesting and exciting. Donald Trump is 14 points ahead in New Hampshire. Donald Trump is going to win New Hampshire.
Probably, yeah.
And you know what that means. Donald Trump wins New Hampshire, we might as well crown him the presumptive nominee, especially if he wins by, like, if he wins by this margin. If he beats Jeb Bush in New Hampshire by 14 points, game over. Donald Trump is the nominee. And then the Democrats, landslide victory. Biggest landslide victory probably since 1964 is what'll happen. Unless there's some, and again, we always got to deliver this caveat, unless there's some sort of terrible scandal.
Yeah.
The damages, Hillary Clinton, who's probably going to be the nominee, and cripples her along the way. But I don't see that necessarily happening. The Clintons are really good at damage control, especially now, and they've been kind of impervious. So Donald Trump, who just blurts stuff out. I don't know if you've seen any of the the cable news clips or anything from the past couple of days, and it's especially after what Huckabee said. But they're talking about the Trumpification of the Republicans at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think, to a certain extent, it had already started, and Trump is just amplifying it now, or making it...
Sure. No, it was already well on its way. Sarah Palin is just as almost as insane as Trump.
Yeah. And by the way,
Trump is her ego times 1,000.
I wrote this on July 12th. I wrote the following couple sentences on July 12th for Salon.com. I said, besides Joe Arpaio, Trump's two biggest fans on the far right are arguably Ted Nugent and Sarah Palin. I can almost imagine Nugent as a Second Amendment czar, or hell, Secretary of Defense Sarah Palin. Again, is there any reason to believe Trump would make rational choices here? And and today, on our right-wing radio show, here's what Trump had to say.
One of the things I most admire about her is that she took so much nonsense, lies, and disgusting lies, and she handles it so well. She's tough and smart and just a great woman. So it's an honor to be with you today. I must tell you that, Kevin.
Well, you've had some meetings with Governor Palin. I know when she did her monument tour through America, I think you sat down for pizza in New York City. You mentioned some of your thoughts on her. What else do you think about her as far as her leadership when she was governor? And if there is a Trump administration, could you see maybe picking up the phone, giving the governor a call, picking her brain on some things, or perhaps having her along in some official capacity?
I mean, I'd love that, because she really is somebody that knows what's happening, and she's a special person. She's really a special
person. Yeah, she's special.
Yep.
She
so that's
is,
it.
I'm making the quotes. She's special.
Macy's.
Oh, what? There's Inara. it's Inara's birthday week. How about that? Chez's daughter Inara joins us.
7 years old.
Really?
Seven? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
How is that even possible?
Yeah. All right, can I get back to my podcast now?
Yeah.
Come
ask her what does she think of Sarah Palin? Should Sarah Palin be in Donald Trump's administration? She has no idea who Sarah Palin is.
I don't know anything.
No, you know more than Sarah Palin.
She knows, yes, absolutely. Inara is far more qualified to be in Donald Trump's cabinet than Sarah Palin. That is a fact.
For you for president. How's that sound?
Yeah.
You think you'd make a good president?
Yeah.
There you go. Why would you make a good president?
Because I kill everyone in the world.
What?
What did she just say? She would kill everyone in the world?
Kill everyone in the
oh
world.
Oh, my God.
This is so much my kid.
There's the title.
That's really terrible, kid.
That's the title of today's show. Kill everyone in the world.
Funny, that's really, that's not a nice thing to think.
Stop it.
It's not. Are you and me good? Okay, good. We're good.
Yeah.
I'd kill you.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm kidding.
I know you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You're awesome. Stop that.
Yeah.
All right. Can I have my thing back just for now while you play Minecraft? Minecraft. Hey, you want to go in the pool later? Okay, Minion. Listen, do you want to go to the pool later?
Yeah.
Then you gotta give me back this, and I'll take give me another half hour, and I'll be finished.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. There she goes. Inara in the house.
Kill everyone in the world.
Kill everyone in the world. Yeah. There you go. Well, that's a solution. That'll solve lots of problems.
It will.
I think the world.
But no,
will be-
I think that. That's part of me is starting to wonder whether this entire thing is a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't think it's a joke in terms of he has a he's punking everybody. I don't think it's any I'm not sure it's no. anything like that as no. much as it is he's just doing whatever he's just saying the most ridiculous thing possible to continue to put himself to continue to bring attention to himself.
It's like a movie about a weirdo who runs for president. And I'm sure I can't think of the name of any movies that fit this description, but it's like a movie where a weirdo or some sort of outcast, a comedian or something, runs for president as a joke and then starts saying crazy things just because he wants to stir things up and ends up winning. There has to be a movie like that, and I can't think of it.
But oh, yeah, there is, and I can't think of it all.
And he's winning.
I'm sure the commenters will step forward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How can you guys have forgotten this?
Here's the rest of this Trump clip in which he's just tossing Sarah Palin's salad here.
Special person. And I think people know that, and she's got a following that's unbelievable. I still have people saying, oh, get Sarah's support, no matter where I go. Every everybody loves her, and she's got a tremendous fan. Now, she has, like me, she's got some people that don't exactly love us, and we understand who they are, and you sort of forget about that. But she has a tremendously loyal group of people out there for her. And I think now, maybe more so than ever, you know, I'm looking at some of these candidates. They're weak. They're ineffective. And
this is what, you know what, this makes me laugh and smile whenever he starts off when the candidate's being weak.
This is what it's all about. Yeah. I mean, this is what it's all about. God, he's so brilliant when it comes to getting media attention.
He is.
Because it's all just like Sarah Palin, and just like the thing that he loves about Sarah, the thing he's talking up about Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
It's volume. It's level of volume versus actual volume, meaning numbers.
Right. Right.
You know, it's amplification versus true numbers. You know, she makes a lot of noise and she gets a lot of stupid attention.
Yeah.
And he makes a lot of noise and he thinks very much of himself and gets a lot of stupid attention and is polling very well. And somehow you get the idea. I feel like he can't be so dumb that he genuinely believes that he's amazingly popular. You know, I think it's got to be some kind of a joke. But either way, these people who think that there is this, you know, Trump-mentum.
Yeah, Trump-mentum, right.
And it's just like, dude, no, it's not. It's not. You people, he's basically, he's huge among a mental ward. He's right. Gigantic in a mental ward full of people. And that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, you bring it out to the general public, and he's going to get stomped.
Yeah, yeah, and he really, really will. Because, I mean, we're talking about the people who are most activated on the far right.
And we know what they're like.
Oh, my God, yeah. So, you know, he's not going to succeed nationally. He's not going to succeed at all in the general. In fact, it's going to be a bloodbath in 2016 with him. And that's, I mean, it doesn't take, you don't need to be a political wizard to understand that there's no chance in hell that Donald Trump could ever possibly win a general election. He's just not serious enough. He just isn't. And it's the people in the middle who decide those elections.
I don't know. You know what? Crap, dude. As we're sitting here talking about it and I'm listening to you say it and you're saying it with so much confidence, the same confidence I literally just a minute ago had.
Yeah.
And yet I'm thinking to myself, you know, just never underestimate how stupid the American public can be.
Yeah.
It's just such a shame.
Yeah, really.
It really is. And I say that not with anger, but with just so much sadness.
Right. I mean, I guess we shouldn't be rolling the dice like this and tempting fate and wishing that he would be the nominee. Because you're right. Anything can effing happen between now and then. And crazier things have happened. We had two terms of George W. Bush, for God's sake, who looks like a Mensa member next to Donald Trump.
Yep.
I mean, it is staggering. So who knows? Who knows? We could very well.
The famous William Goldman quote, nobody knows nothing.
Nobody knows nothing. All right, we're going to take another break and come back with more show right after this.
Coming this fall to the Fox Network. It's everyone's favorite deity starring in his very first television reality series. Get ready for God is an Asshole. Join cranky, wrathful God as he interacts with a house full of misfit roommates.
Everyone, God is here. Welcome to the house, big guy. My name is Titian.
What the f*** is your issue, Percy?
My issue?
Why are you talking like that, Linda?
My name isn't Linda. You've never met a gay man before, God?
You're gay? Oh, that explains it. Hang on. Thanks to your gayness, I just now created a tsunami that wiped out Bangladesh. Hope you're happy, f***ing and a half. Ha, ha, ha.
God, you're such a f***ing asshole.
Oh, hey, Gary. By the by, I just ate a whole f***load of pork barbecue, then left a huge beer turd in your shower. Ha, ha, ha.
What the hell?
Hey, did I hear correctly that Sheila had an abortion?
Yeah.
Really? You're sure?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Stand by. When Sheila's finished with her spirit quest activity, let her know that I just created a massive earthquake in California. 9,000 people are dead because of her. Ha, ha, ha.
God damn, you're a f***ing asshole.
Hey there, obligatory redneck character. I don't remember your name and I don't care. What the sh are we doing here in the backyard? Anyone? Chop, chop. I don't have all day.
We're here to meet with Bernie Sanders, who's making a guest appearance at the House.
You mean the liberal Democrat Bernie Sanders?
Hello, God. My name is Bernie Sanders, and I'm running for president in the Democratic Party.
I know who you are. Nice hair, Doc Brown. Say, I understand you're in favor of green energy, a living wage, and a robust middle class.
I am, yes, and if I am elected, I will...
Take that, libtard. And one more thing. Continued drought for California because of liberal Democrat Bernie Sanders. Ha ha ha. Face. Hey, who wants a piece of me? Anyone smelling what God is cooking?
Next time on God is an Asshole.
Being on the toilet seat, peeing on the toilet seat. Hi-ho the Dario. I am God and I am peeing on the toilet seat.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
The second half of today's show is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon.com, enter the site using our link just below the logo at BobSeska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. Costs you nothing and helps support the show. By the way, I can't tell what our link users buy by name. I can see the products that are purchased, but I can't see, none of us can see, the who's buying what. So if you want to buy, like, Dan Bedondi's favorite strap-on dildo, then you can go and do that, and that'll be okay. We won't know. We won't know that you've bought the Dan Bedondi strap-on dildo. the Common Core model strap-on dildo.
So, be awesome.
So go for it. Buy all the dildos you want, and have a good time. Okay, so moving along here. Speaking of dildos, let's talk about Sarah Palin here for a second. Sarah Palin attacked Planned Parenthood. Just went off on a tear on Facebook, just posting meme after meme about Planned Parenthood. Because, of course, she's dumb enough, like most of the Republicans are, to believe that videotape. Welcome to 1985. Believe that video in which they secretly recorded a doctor from Planned Parenthood describing something totally legal and totally acceptable, at least it's been going on for a while, and then making it sound like this doctor is personally harvesting organs and selling them on some sort of black market fetus, sort of organ harvesting ring.
Yeah.
Which would be illegal. But what they're actually doing is totally legal. So, but of course, Sarah Palin thinks it's crazy and over the top and horrible. And so she started posting all these memes. And one of the memes she posted was, the Planned Parenthood logo next to the Confederate flag. And it says, which symbol killed 90,000 black babies last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it says at the bottom, hashtag defund Planned Parenthood. Which, by the way, just a moment on the defund process. Like Rand Paul is introducing a defund Planned Parenthood bill. Doesn't matter because Barack Obama will not sign it. Yeah. So this is all fappery. This is all these guys doing what they always do. Just idle threats and nonsense legislation, wasting everyone's time. But the fact is that, I mean, the very premise that, again, going back to what we talked about with regards to Alex Jones and Ben Carson and this whole Planned Parenthood is killing black babies thing, exterminating black people.
Yeah.
What they forget is that black pregnant women voluntarily go to have this procedure done.
Right.
So I brought that up with a troll on Twitter. Smart of me, right? Mm-hmm. I brought this up to a troll on Twitter who was accusing Planned Parenthood of committing genocide. And then I said, well, what about, the black pregnant women go in and they have this procedure done by request. Right. And this guy tweeted back, self-imposed genocide.
Oh, dear God.
I said, that is the dumbest thing. Literally, maybe the dumbest thing I've heard in months. So,
wow. So
basically, Sarah Palin's defending the Confederate flag and attacking Planned Parenthood all at once. Well, the Confederate flag didn't kill anybody. Well, here's some things that Sarah Palin might not know about Planned Parenthood. Let's see if the Confederate flag actually has the same effect. In 2013 and 2014, Planned Parenthood facilities performed 378,000 Pap screenings for cervical cancer. During that same period of time, it performed 487,000 breast exams. Planned Parenthood successfully detected 87,000 cases of early breast cancer. This is 2013-2014. 516,000 pregnancies, many potentially ending in abortion, were prevented by Planned Parenthood's contraceptive services. 704,000 tests for HIV/AIDS were performed on both women and men. 3.7 million sexually transmitted infection tests were provided for both women and men. 169,000 patients were diagnosed with sexually transmitted infections. Overall, 3.5 million patients were provided with birth control services. That's upwards of 3.5 million potential abortions prevented. Planned Parenthood provided 18,000 women with prenatal services, 1.1 million pregnancy tests performed, 37,000 HPV vaccinations administered, preventing cervical cancer later in life, 32,000 women receiving colonoscopies to detect colorectal cancer. Here's an interesting one. 4,100 vasectomies performed at Planned Parenthood in 2013-2014. Again, preventing 4,100 potential abortions.
Right.
Planned Parenthood services were a major factor in reducing teen pregnancies to the lowest rate in 20 years. And even when it comes to that video, Planned Parenthood's donation of tissue samples to biomedical research facilities is helping save lives. Finding a cure for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all varieties of other things. And so this is what these guys want, and including Sarah Palin, want to defund. Because they're really, really smart, aren't they?
You can't get them off of that either.
No.
I mean, as far as they're concerned, Planned Parenthood is pure evil.
Well, yeah. Because, again, what they think about, well, all they're hearing when they hear Planned Parenthood, all they're hearing is they're hearing the abortion porn, or they're seeing the abortion porn.
Right.
They're seeing those pictures. And it drives them nuts. You know, it's like Talking Points Memo made a pretty good point about Rand Paul was calling, you know, abortion a gruesome procedure. And you know what? Rand Paul's right. It is, abortion is a gruesome procedure. And it's gruesome when it's described by a doctor while she's eating a salad and drinking a glass of wine, too. It's just gruesome. But there are countless other, or as Dan Badani would say, countless other medical procedures that are just as gruesome.
Yeah.
Or in the range of being gruesome. And Rand Paul is a doctor, and he ought to know that. Yeah. But, of course, you know, Rand Paul doesn't really care about the truth now, does he? All right. So that's enough of that. Planned Parenthood is not going to be defunded at the federal level. But it has been defunded, as we talked about last week, at the state level, especially in
because
Indiana.
This is what they do. They find a way around.
Oh,
they
find
a way around anything. And they won't stop until they bring about what they're looking for. They will continue to hammer things.
We talked about this on the after party. There are several rural counties in Indiana where there's a massive HIV epidemic. And those counties have no medical services there at all. None. They used to have Planned Parenthood offices where you could get tested for HIV and treated for HIV. Not anymore, thanks to Indiana and Mike Pence and a lot of Republicans defunding Planned Parenthood and shutting them all down. So congratulations, Indiana, on the HIV epidemic that could have been prevented if you had just used your effing brains. Okay, one last break. We'll come back. Oh, yes, fun stuff. Dan Badani right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
All right.
I swear to God. That thing is never going away.
And tell them that we're liars.
All right. Well, we did.
I just want to see you like walking down the street telling people like, listen to this. Just laughing your ass off.
I got to make it my ringtone or something. I really got to do that. It's so goddamn funny. What's even funnier is we did this on the after party last week. I just do it for the free listeners here. I put it on an endless loop. So just,
dear God.
All right, so I guess we're going to do this now.
Thank God. Here we are, folks. We're back here again.
All right, so first I got to get to this. This is a funny story. Dan Badani tweeted to us the other day. Like, he's doing that a lot now. I should say he tweeted to me.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I haven't heard from him.
Yeah. He's tweeted this. He said,
That right there is great.
He said, you and Chez were saying, but I told, I told you this wouldn't surprise me, and behold. And then he presents a link to InfoWars. And the InfoWars link is, at anti-bullying conference, middle schoolers learn about lesbian strap-on anal sex, comma, fake testicles. Has nothing to do with Common Core. This has nothing to do with Common Core. This is a private conference held by some organization called the Iowa Safe Schools. It's an activist group out of Des Moines. It's not Common Core. It's not public schools.
And activists are idiots.
Yeah.
It's just activists are pains in the ass.
Right. And of course they did something stupid. And you know what? There were like a sum total of four kids there. There were lots of other people, but there were like four kids. So sorry, Dan. Sorry. No. Your story, your fake story that you read as if it was real, was about Common Core. This is not even in the same universe. So, right. Too bad. So, move along now. Okay, now we're going to make fun of you. Okay, so Dan Badani did another Truth Radio show where he kind of tried to illustrate that the Earth really was round. But he said, and he made it perfectly clear, that he could be convinced that it's flat. He's open to...
Which just makes him stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think in his mind makes him very smart, because he doesn't accept, the official narrative. But no, it just makes you dumb. If some things aren't, I would normally actually say that if he was some sort of philosopher, mm-hmm. who was having one of those deep conversations about, prove that this is real. All right, I'd kind of want that slide. But that's not what he's doing. He's just dumb.
No. But it's so funny that he said he could be convinced. He's open to hearing
existentialism
counter arguments. Here's Dan, without any further ado, here's Dan Badani talking about whether the Earth is flat or if it's round.
Dan Badani, truthradioshow.com, and I want to address a meme.
By the way, once again, Dan Badani with the microphone problems.
Yep.
He talks into a microphone for a living. You think he could get the microphone thing correct? Instead, it's like,
I'm Dan Badani from TruthRadioShow.com. Today is talking about flat Earth.
I mean, what the hell? I mean, I know he's got a microphone because I've seen it on his show. I've seen it sitting there on his desk. He just can't seem to figure out how to plug it in, I guess.
Yeah, that's been going all over the internet. Actually, it's not a meme. This is a debate that's been going on for thousands of years. And before you even start, I do want to address that I do believe the Earth is round. But however, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
I mean, the fact that he's got to say that.
Wow.
The fact that he's even discussing this or giving it the time of day is remarkable. Like, I think I can debunk them. I think I can do this. The Earth is round, but I'm 99% sure of it, and I think I could be convinced otherwise. Jesus.
And there's nothing wrong with asking questions nor challenging the official narrative of anything.
It's not an official narrative. that the earth is round. It's not a narrative, you idiot, you dumb monkey. It's a fact. It's a fact. Facts are not narratives. Facts are facts.
There's nothing wrong with challenging the official narrative and all of those things.
But the thing is, I have questions here, and I want to ask the Flat Earth people. So I'm not here to debate. I'm sorry. I'm not here to troll you or nothing like that. I'm here just asking.
Flat Earth people.
The Flat Earth people.
They're Flat Earth. It's the year 2015, and they're the Flat. I want to have a real discussion with the Flat Earth people, otherwise known as the people who are even dumber than me.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, Dan confessed to us on our show the other day that he believes in that there's an actual devil. A grown man thinks that there's an actual devil.
Yeah, he's
so,
just hyper-religious.
Maybe.
But you know what? You know what? I'll tell you something. Before I go off on Dan Bedani, it dawned on me afterwards.
Yeah.
How I'm sitting there, you know, I'm speaking to him, and I'm treating him like a doof because he believes that the devil is an actual living creature.
Yeah.
Like 50% of Americans believe that the devil is a real creature.
Yeah. Oh, my
is
God.
A real, you know, a real entity, an honest-to-God humanoid entity.
Dan refers to the devil as a deity. He calls it a deity.
A deity.
In fact, he said, and I don't know if it was this tape or another one, but he actually used the phrase, satanic deity.
Questions, and if you can answer them, hey, I'll look further into this. I've seen a lot of videos, so I got questions there.
So he's watched a lot of videos. And if you've got an argument, a positive argument in support of the Earth being flat, Dan's prepared to listen to you.
Dan is prepared to. In Dan's world, everything gets equal footing.
Right.
You know what? I believe the Earth is round, but that's just it's just an opinion. That's one of those theories that's out there. Remember that about evolution? It's just a theory that's out there.
Right. Right. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's the official narrative. The official, what Obama wants you to know, and he wants you to think that the Earth is round.
So this is the theory here of the flat Earth. They say the Earth is flat and there's a barrier of ice around the Earth. The North Pole, the South Pole, and all over the Earth here. And I don't, some people have it square, some people round, rectangle, it doesn't matter. They say there's a flat Earth, barrier of ice, plain and simple. Some other questions here I have, and you can see skydives, like the Red Bull, the famous space jump. And it's not the curvature of the lens, because the video and everything else shows there's a curvature of the Earth. I'm a pilot, I've been up at high altitudes, and I've seen the curve.
Wow! There it is. There it is. Dan Bedani confessing to being a pilot who has flown at high altitudes. How?
You know what, if this is true, and he's not utterly full of crap, which he may be,
yeah.
I have just found the one place on Earth I want to be less than every other place on Earth.
In an airplane piloted by Dan
Bedani.
Yeah, yeah. Horrible. Horrifying. Can you imagine? Here he is.
Captain Bedani from the flight deck, we're cruising at 30,000 feet. Gonna bank left and we're gonna head in toward.
It's huge midair explosion. He's flying the plane upside down. He's doing, yeah, like we said last week. We were joking about this last week. About him flying a plane, like flying a fighter jet. And then from the cockpit doing one of his Truth Radio Show road reports.
Yep.
About using seatbelts. No one's going to tell me how to use this steering wheel here in this airplane.
Yeah, that's the official narrative. They say that you fly a plane with the steering wheel thing. That's just the official narrative. I don't believe that.
When?
I gotta question that. I think you fly a plane by jumping out of it at high speed and pushing it through the air.
Where in the Constitution does it say you have to have an FAA?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Where in the Constitution does it say that there's gravity and that and those things? Where in the Constitution does it say I can't get out of a plane at 35,000 feet and survive?
Dan Bedani here. I'm turning on the the fasten seatbelt sign, but it doesn't say in the Constitution that you got to wear your seatbelt. So when I flip the plane upside down, then you're going to fall out of your seat. But that's okay because it's in the Constitution. And so here we go. I'm going to flip. Here we go. Turn your plane upside down. Here we go. Ah!
Just Dan colliding with mountains, clipping the tops of houses.
Yeah. I cannot imagine that that is the place I would least want to be on the entire planet, in a plane with Dan Bedondi.
Again, Dan Bedondi is a pilot. If he, now, if he is in fact telling the truth.
Right, which, come on.
I can't even imagine that so, like Dan Bedondi would go in, Dan Bedondi here from truthradioshow.com. I'd like to purchase 500 hours of flight time at this flight training school.
I said, Dan, I would rather be on a plane with Muhammad Atta.
Oh, God.
Than be flying with Dan Bedondi.
Oh, God. Holy crap. You just, you know, just when you think we've peeled back the onion and we've reached that gooey center that you that should be his brain, but it's just a like a green globule.
Yeah.
There's more layers. There's more layers. Dan Bedondi, airplane pilot. God.
Curvature of the Earth. All skydiving, high altitude skydiving, is always a curvature of the Earth. Same thing here. Curvature of the Earth. Now, I'm going to go on record right now to tell you, yeah, I don't go by NASA's photos, okay? We know NASA's full of it, and they lie about everything. So, yeah. I'm not going to...
Again, he's a pilot. He is a pilot.
But just listen to this. In addition to him, obviously, because obviously NASA's lying because of the government. But just listen to what he said before that. We know there's a curvature of the Earth. He's like, I can see it with my own eyes. I can see it with my eyes. And yet, what he's about to say probably is, if somebody gives me a good argument that I'm not seeing what I know for certain I'm seeing, I will believe that person. Dan Bedondi must be the most fun person on Earth to cheat on.
Right.
It's got to be so easy. Dan, you're not seeing me in bed with somebody right now. This is totally an optical illusion. This is a part of the official narrative of the government right now. Honestly, no. You know what? Before you jump to the conclusion that I actually am in bed with somebody else right now, I want you to sit down. I want to talk to you. I'm going to convince you that you're not seeing that. And you have to listen to what I have to say, because it's going to be. We're going to have a really good debate about what you absolutely just saw. We can have a debate about what you personally 2 seconds ago absolutely just saw.
He's got his ding and your ding.
Exactly. But Dan, what is a ding? Think about that for a moment. What is a ding? Are you sure that you saw his ding and my ding?
His head explodes. We could only be so lucky, huh?
I've said this before, but I can't say it enough. And I didn't tell him to his face, and I kind of feel sorry about that now. Mm. He's the dumbest man alive.
He really is.
He is the dumbest man alive.
But he's evidently got a pilot's license, which means
Dan, I swear, if you want to come back on the show, I would be so happy to just tell you. That's the one thing that I forgot. And you know why? Because you get on the show with somebody and just there's this desire for common courtesy. Mm-hmm. This desire to speak to somebody and to treat somebody like a human being.
Yeah.
No matter who they are. That's you know, I do actually adhere to some sort of, you know, rules of decorum.
Mm-hmm.
But No. Listen to all of this. This person is just mind-bogglingly, gut-wrenchingly stupid.
Yeah.
Dan Bedondi from the flight deck. Attention all crew and passengers. I'm going to tell you about when the Pope released a dove, and then it was attacked by a crow and a seagull that was relentlessly pecking at the dove. And, by the way, in front of us, you'll see the Empire State Building. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, Oh, Dan, you nitwit. Let's get to
right,
a little
you know
bit
what? I want to take 2 seconds out here because apparently amongst all the things that are circulating on the internet about Cecil the Lion, I'm on board. Okay. I am. Yeah. I think that this guy should – I mentioned that earlier. I'm all for the internet rising up and kind of, you know, shaming this guy. I got no issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's somebody put a peer on Facebook in front of me right now, which just happened to pop up on my feed. Petition. Demand justice for Cecil the Lion in Zimbabwe. Demand justice. As if Cecil the Lion has any concept of justice.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there is going to be justice served down there. I mean, the guide is going to be probably brought up on charges.
But it's just the humor of the language.
Yeah, I know.
Like, as if Cecil the Lion is like, damn, I really wish everybody on Twitter would have risen up and prevented this.
Right. And of course, as we all know, the online petitions are the least you can do without doing nothing.
Right, exactly. Literally, it's the least you can do.
Yeah. Just a couple more seconds of this Dan Badondi thing.
Well, pilots, you know, such myself, I've been to high altitudes and planes.
Oh, my God. There he says it again. He is actually serious about being a pilot.
And wait a minute. This idiot does know, or of course, oh, no, you know what? Forget it. I just forget it. I was going to say, you know, he does realize that there was no CGI back in the 60s.
That's right.
During the Apollo program.
Right.
Somebody actually put up a video about that recently, a really good one,
yeah,
where the guy's like, you know what? They actually, and NASA actually did have the technology to send people to the moon. You know what they didn't have the technology to do? To create the kind of imaging that we have now.
Exactly.
The kind of CGI that would have allowed for something like what they are purported to have pulled off.
Right. Well, Dan goes on to talk about the space between Alaska and Russia and how if the Earth was flat, then you would need like a wormhole to travel from Alaska to Russia. That was an entertaining thing that we're not going to get to. He also, again, he repeats that he's, and this is an actual quote, that he's 99% certain that the Earth is round, but he could be convinced otherwise. That's what Dan said.
Dan, you're a f***ing moron.
You know,
now that my daughter was playing in the other room, but now that she's absolutely like locked away in my other room.
Yeah, and like, we were about to have just a two bleep show. Oh no,
sorry.
Like, yeah, now it's a th- now it'll be a
no. When she's like show. When she's in the other room, I'll swear.
So that is that. Okay, we've got the postmortem show coming up here in just a second. If you're a subscriber on Patreon or a supporter on Patreon, patreon.com/Bob and Chez, all you got to do is to get the postmortem show is sign up at the $5 a week level or $5 a month level. I should say $5 a week, $5 a month, and you get the postmortem show. $10 a month, you get the after party and the postmortem show. $15 a month, you get the commercial free, not safe for work version of this show, plus the after party, plus the postmortem show. All those things. A great value, and we thank you for supporting the show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez, and hopefully we'll be able to one day do more of these shows every week, but that all depends on you. All right, see you on the postmortem show. For the rest of you, we'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye.
And tell them that we're liars.